Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Arunachalam, Arunachalaminam, அகமே நினைப்பவர் அகத்தை வேறறுப்பாய் அருணாச்சலாம். அழகு சுந்தரம் போல் அகமும் நீயும் முற்ற பின்னமாயிருப்போம் அருணாச்சலாம். அகம் புகுந்தீர்த்தும் அககுகை சிறையாய் அமர்வித்ததின் கொள் அருணாச்சலாம். ஆறு காவேனை ஆண்டனை அகற்றிடில் அகிலம் பழித்திடும் அருணாச்சலாம். இப்பழித்த புனை என் நினைப்பித்தாய் இனி யார் விடுவார் அருணாச்சலாம். இன்றிடும் அன்னையில் பெரிதருள் புரிவோய் இதுவோ உனதருள் அருணாச்சலாம். உனையே மாற்றி ஓடாதுள்ளத்தின் மேல் உறுதியாயிருப்பாய் அருணாச்சலாம். ஊர் சுற்றுளம்பிடாதுனை கண்டடங்கிட உன்னழகை காட்டருணாச்சலாம். என்னை அழித்திப்போ என்னை கலவாவிடில் இதுவோ ஆண்மை அருணாச்சலாம். ஏன் இந்த உறக்கம் என்னை பிறரிழுக்க உனக்கழகோ அருணாச்சலாம். ஐம்புல கழ்வன் அகத்தினிற் புகும்போத் அகத்தினியில்லையோ அருணாச்சலாம். ஒருவனாம் உன்னை ஒழித்தவர் வருவார் உன் சூதே இது அருணாச்சலாம். அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம். அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம்.
ஸ்ரீ பகவான் ரமணா அண்ட் அருணாச்சலாம் ஆர் இன்செப்பரபிள். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் ஹஸ் கிவன் அஸ் ஹிஸ் பியூர் டீச்சிங் இன் தி சென்ஸ் மேக்கிங் அஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் த செல்ஃப். பியூரிட்டி மீன்ஸ் the knowledge of the self. That pure teaching Bhagavan has given in that 40 verses, it's Ulladan Arpad. In Aksharamanamalai, Bhagavan, in the delight of his inner experience, he is expressing his gratitude. You don't have a better word to Arunachala for his overpowering grace. So that is Aksharamanamalai. For this week we are making an attempt to just, if possible, to merge and become one with Aksharamanamalai. The word Akshara is a Sanskrit word. That name Akshara Manamalai, the only word from Tamil is Manam. The Aksharam and Malai is Sanskrit. So Akshara means that which is indestructible, which cannot be destroyed. It also means letters. Usually you might have seen fragrant garland of letters or marital garland of letters, something like that, translation. But akshara, the implied meaning is, or the real meaning is, it means the self, the Atman, the divine. And in mana, in Tamil, it also means wedding or marriage. It also means fragrance. And malai means garland. So this aksharamana malai, if we translate it as fragrance of the self, fragrance of the self experience, fragrance of the atmanubhuti. Because usually we associate fragrance with flowers, fragrance of a flower. But many great saints who came to Bhagavan, who saw Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, they said his experience of the self is fragrant. The whole ashram is carrying that perfume of his self-experience. One great saint sang about Bhagavan's experience, Dharayalam Manakka. He said, from a great distance, I could get the smell of your self-experience, the odor of your self-experience. So I was seeking for the source and now I came to see you. So Bhagavan's Aksharamana Malai is not simply a garland of letters. Of course it is made in that alphabetic order. But it is his expression of his inner experience, the grace of Arunachala, how Arunachala caught hold of him and gave him that experience of self. So this is only an attempt that we are making here, because it's a very, it's written in most beautiful, profound Tamil, a crisp form. So I don't know how we can translate it in English. So we will have a general view of Bhagavan's teaching here. Bhagavan's entire teaching, one of Bhagavan's great disciples, Arthur Osborne, he says, Bhagavan gave the entire essence of Vedanta in the smallest alphabet in English language. And that is I. In Aksharamana Malai, Bhagavan says, what is Arunachala? Of course, the outer Arunachala, external Arunachala, we know. We can see it. And Bhagavan says, whoever looks at Arunachala, even from a distant place, if you strain your eyes and look at Arunachala, see, one of the great saints who came to Tiruvannamalai long back, his name is Jnanasambandhan. He had the view of Arunachala from about 30 kilometers away from Tiruvannamalai. And there he saw, he didn't see a hill, he saw a column of fire. And he sings, it is Jnana Tiral. Jnana Tiral means the fire of self-knowledge. So even if you look at Arunachala from a distance, Urutteri Ellai Utru Kannutrar, Karuthinal Dura Karuthinalume. Even if you look at Arunachala from great distance, if you look at Arunachala, Bhagavan says, you will be benefited spiritually. That is outer. But the real form of Arunachala, in Arunachala Pancharatnam, Bhagavan says, is within you as I. So you are already carrying Arunachala within you. Whether you are in Tiruvannamalai, or you are in America, or you are in Australia, or you are in any place in the world, you cannot be without Arunachala, because Arunachala is yourself. Tane tane tattvam idanai tane kaattuvai Arunachala. Bhagavan says, this tan in Sanskrit, in Tamil, there are two words for this I. One word is nan, the other word is tan. So Bhagavan uses these two words, that nan for the ego and tan for the self. Generally he makes use like that. And he says, Arunachala is dancing in the heart, expressing himself as I. Externally, you are in this form of hill, a solidified grace. And inwardly, in the heart, you are the self, you are the consciousness. And everyone is experiencing you without knowing that what they are experiencing is the whole, is the Purna. That is one of the heart of Aksharamana Malai. Bhagavan says, Arunachala, without knowing that what I am carrying within me is the Purna Vastu, I was having it. Now in the form of a guru, you come before me and tell me that I am that. In Vedanta, the Mahavakya Upadesham is Tattvamasi. You are the truth, you are the self, you are Brahman. So Bhagavan is asking Arunachaleshwara, give me that teaching. The self is already experienced by all. See, first we have to put a platform to enter Bhagavan's life and teaching. So I am just attempting. You have to listen without using your brain. We have to become one. There should not be any listener and speaker. If the listener and speaker division is there, this talk will not be an experience of Aksharamana Malai. So first, let us have a preface, a kind of introduction. See, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi is not a person, who did some sadhana and attained. He is the manifestation of the whole Upanishadic tradition. He is the manifestation of all the Vedas, all the spiritual tradition in the world. And he is not giving you any new teaching. He is just making you recognize that what you are seeking is already there within you. The very experience of our existence as I, it's so casual to us. Shankaracharya, in one place, he says, everyone is having the experience of Brahman. And again, they are seeking it. Without knowing that they are experiencing the whole. Sarvanubhuhu. So usually, Bhagavan in his talks with Ramana Maharshi, you can see Bhagavan constantly telling that you are already experiencing it. You are already that. Even who am I is not Bhagavan's complete teaching. Bhagavan has no teaching at all. He looked at everyone as that Purna Vastu, as whole. And whoever asked him any question, Bhagavan, usually Bhagavan said, you are already that. You are already that Purna, that whole. You are just pretending that you are not that. Suppose then the questioner will ask, Bhagavan, I am not able to get it. Then Bhagavan will say, find out who says this. Who is ignorant? Who is this person who doubts? So, Bhagavan's entire teaching is to make you stay in the center. One of Bhagavan's old devotees, Vishwanatha Swami, in one place, he has written an article in Mountain Path long back, where he says, somebody asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, what is your central teaching? For that, Bhagavan answered, center itself is my central teaching. You move away from the center, you allow the mind to go out, ignore the center, and that is the greatest loss. So the entire teaching is to make you withdraw and pay attention to the center. And that is what happened to Bhagavan in Madurai, in that death experience. And for that, a guru is necessary. Somebody asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, is a guru necessary? Bhagavan said, guru is the cause for realization. Then they asked, Bhagavan, you did not have any guru. Bhagavan said, who told you that? Why have I sung so many songs on Arunachalam? Kutramutra arutthanei gunamai panittal குரு உருவாய் ஒளிர் அருணாச்சல. பகவான் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் அட்ரஸஸ் அருணாச்சல அஸ் இஸ் குரு, ஹிஸ் பிலவட் குரு, பிலவட் மாஸ்டர். சோ அருணாச்சல இஸ் மை குரு, அண்ட் வித்தவுட் அருணாச்சலாஸ் கிரேஸ் தட் பாய் வெங்கட்ராமன் வுட் நாட் ஹாவ் கம் ஹியர். சோ பகவான் இன் ஒன் பிளேஸ் பகவான் சேஸ் ஹவு திஸ் பிரின்சிபிள், திஸ் குரு தத்வா ஒர்க்ஸ். When a person becomes ripe, mature enough to realize self or God appears outside as guru, and by teaching make you go inward. When the mind becomes introvert from within, the same force pulls the mind and makes it subside in the heart. So from outside he gives a push, and from within he pulls the mind and makes it abide in the self. So this is Bhagavan's entire experience. Bhagavan's entire life is this experience. So in Madurai, when he was studying school, the 9th standard, one of Bhagavan's great devotees, Muruganar Swami, he has sung certain songs in Tamil, where he says, Arunachala wanted a devotee to sing about him. So Arunachala was has spread out the web of his grace, the net of his grace, and was seeking someone. Just like you catch fish, Arunachala was fishing. He wanted some ripe soul to get caught. So in that web, this boy was caught from Madurai. He was only 16 years old, and he was not seeking any spiritual experience. He was not seeking God or realization. He has not read any books. He had no idea about Brahman, Atman, Jnana or anything. Bhagavan himself says, I was not even aware that such things exist. I was not even aware that this world is impermanent, transient. There is something permanent, eternal. We can attain it. These things I have never heard. He was born in a very orthodox tradition, in a Brahmin family. And yet, Westerners may not be aware that about 50, 60 years or perhaps 80, 90 years back, when British was ruling India, most of these Brahminical traditions, even this Veda Padashala and Vedic tradition you are seeing now, even this was not there. Many of the Brahmins, they have left their traditional life. They have started learning English, applying for some job under British government. They were satisfied with it. So even this Venkatraman's father, he was a pleader. So this boy, he was not doing any spiritual practice. He had never read Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad or any kind of Vedantic works. And you know, that is 1893, the year when Swami Vivekananda has spoken in Chicago, and the whole India was just revolutionized. And Bhagavan was getting awakened in 1896. So this Vivekananda's talks, that books were coming to Madurai also. So in his house was also there a book. And Bhagavan said, I could not even read that name Vivekananda. I just misread it as Vivekananda. I could not even read that name properly. I was just mispronouncing it as Vivekananda. So that much he was not at all aware about anything bookish, anything spiritually, anything he has not read, apart from some Tamil poems written by saints. And of course in school, during British period, there were compulsory Bible teaching that was there. So that Bhagavan has attended that class, that's all. So nothing. So in that period, somebody comes to Madurai, to his house, one of his relatives, and this boy, he was only 16 years old. He went to that person, that relative, one of his uncles. He asked, "Where are you coming from?" You know the story, but it's so beautiful, you know, again and again you can recollect it, because Bhagavan himself has autobiographically written one work, Arunachala Ashtakam. In that work, Bhagavan says, "I didn't know what this Arunachala is. I was not aware. Arivarum giriyana amartarum amma." See, I'm in a very difficult situation, because that song in Tamil is filled with so much of devotion, so much of spiritual experience. I'm not able to translate it. Bhagavan says, Amma. If I translate it, Amma means mother. But the expression means, how to translate it in English, I don't know. He simply says, it is inexpressible. Bhagavan says it is inexpressible. What this hill is, it looks like an ordinary mountain, an inert rock mountain made of boulders, rocks. It looks like Arivaru Giri. Arivu in Tamil means, it also means knowledge. It also means consciousness. And Bhagavan says, this mountain looks like an inert piece of rock without consciousness, without anything alive. And you know what it did to me? In Arunachala Ashtakam, Bhagavan says, you know how it worked on me, how it operated in me. Atishayam. Atishayam means it is great wonder. Itan Sayal. The way it entered my heart, the way Arunachala's grace penetrated into my life and just swallowed me alive, it is inexpressible. Atishayam itan shayal, nobody knows. Bhagavan says, Arivaridu arkum. Nobody knows exactly what this Arunachala means. For many of us who came to Trivannamalai, we recognize Arunachala's divinity, majesty, because Bhagavan told that it is Shiva himself. Otherwise, we would have just casually come and seen Arunachala, and this Purana says that is all. But when Bhagavan says this is Shiva, then you see that it is Shiva. Then you see that it is God. So Bhagavan says, nobody knows what it is made of. I was an ordinary boy, going to school, having 3 times meals, having a very peaceful life in Madurai, studying for the livelihood, pilaippu. That is the word Bhagavan uses in Aksharamana Malai. Pilaippu means livelihood. And this person, that is Shiva, Arunachala, came and put mud in my food. That means my pilaippu, my livelihood was closed. He just finished me off. He came to Madurai. His grace descended there. And you know what happened? He came in the form of one of my relatives. It is not a relative who came. Who knows who came? Somebody came to my house. And I went to him and asked, where are you coming from? And he said, 5 letters. In Tamil, you know, in the Shaivite tradition, these 5 letters are very important. Nama Shivaya. This is Panchakshari. In Tamil, we say Aindiruttu. So this Panchakshari, and this is a new Panchakshari. Arunachala. And that person came, and this boy Venkatraman, without knowing, he was not aware about the danger that is going to overtake him, the flood that is going to swallow him. It is just like, you know, people who were playing in the beach without knowing tsunami will come. They were just swallowed like that. This boy was standing there and asking, where are you coming from? And you know, that person said, Arunachala. And he stood transfixed. Bhagavan, that one word, it just you. You know what happened? Bhagavan says, right from the womb I was carrying that essence of that name in my heart. And now I hear somebody uttering it outside. This is actually initiation. This is spiritual initiation. It's not, somebody is not giving you some new mantra or anything. They are just voicing, giving sound to something divine that you are already carrying within you. So Bhagavan says, Arivar Shiruvayad Adumudal Arunachalam Migapperidana Arivinilanga. From my infanthood, or right from the stage of embryo, even before the body had that formation, devotees may ask, where is that authority for such a definition? Bhagavan says in Aksharamanama Arunachala Ulladinarpade, Karuamahantai. He says that Karu, Karu means that embryo, that fetus, or the first seed, first germination of life. So right from that state, Bhagavan says, even before this body came to me, even before this mind or personality came to me, Arunachala was already there. And I had a vague recollection of Arunachala as something inexplicable, divisionless, purna, whole, something divine, something which cannot be voiced, expressed through words. And here is a person who comes in form and tells me, it is just like a cotton doll coming to you and telling that I have come after having a bath in fire. He could not connect. He said, how is it possible for a person to go to Arunachala and come back with a body? See, Bhagavan had this knowledge, this logic, this reason, this teaching, everything later. But the entire essence of teaching flashed through him intuitively within that 2 seconds or 1 minute. Bhagavan says, I could not understand how a person can come and tell that I am coming from Arunachala. How can a person see Arunachala and come before you? It's actually a guru is like that, you know, a person who is bodiless, who is mindless, who is a purna vastu. And he says, I know the truth. And he says, I have no body, I have no mind. I am Brahman, I am the infinite, I am the whole. And you see him in body. It is just like seeing the entire space in a bubble. It is seeing the infinite in a speck. It is seeing the entire, like a seeing cosmos in a small dust. So this person says, I am coming from Arunachala. And this boy stood in Samadhi. It is not my interpretation. Bhagavan himself expresses in Aksharamanamalai, Peyar ninaittidave pidit iruttanai un perumayar arivar Arunachala. Bhagavan says, hey Arunachala, who can gauge, who can know the depth, the dimension to which you extend? Only your physical form is limited here, but you are divisionless, you spread out, you pervade everywhere. So who can know what you are really? Pidithi iluttanai, the moment I heard your name, Peyar ninaithidave, Peyar in Tamil means name. Some devotee asked me, whether Bhagavan has spoken about Nama Japa. Later on when I see this verse, Bhagavan has not spoken about Nama Japa because he had no need for Japa. Japa was always within him as Arunachala, not as the expressed Arunachala. When you express a word, the name, the word gets form in a form. But inwardly, it is only a globule of experience. It's only condensed form of, you have to do lot of japa to go to that primal form of that shabda, that Nada Brahma. And Bhagavan in talks in one place yesterday, some of us were reading, Bhagavan expressing, everything can be reduced to sound and light. That shabda and jyoti. And this Arunachala is shabda. And the form of Arunachala is nothing but pure effulgence. That is why we say Agni Lingam. It's Jyoti Pilambu, Thalal, Thiral. All these words in Tamil means only Agni, fire. That Kartika Deepam, they light fire in Arunachala. And Arunachala himself arose as fire only. And solidified as mountain. So even now many get vision of Arunachala as fire, as spark, as jyoti, agni shariram. So this payan ninaitid away, this boy, when he heard that name Arunachala, he stood without any movement inwardly. The moment he heard that external name Arunachala, it just went deep inside him and made him recognize the incessant dance of Arunachala within him as I. You know, after a few minutes, it's Venkatraman. He became normal. Then that boy asked that person, Arunachala, what is it? Where is it? Only then, that man said, you don't know even this. It is Thiruvannamalai. It is a place in Tamil Nadu. It is a place a few kilometers away from Madurai. Few hundred kilometers away from Madurai. You don't know even that? Then Bhagavan said, Arivinai Maruluruth. That glimpse was given. A peep into the infinite was given, but next moment, that ignorance, that shutter of ignorance, that screen of ignorance came and covered. Because if I had realized the self from Madurai itself, I would have stayed there. So Arunachala wanted me to come here. So Arivinai Maruluruth, my complete experience, full experience of the self, was not granted, a glimpse was given, then again he covered. So first, the initiation came in the form of that Nama Deeksha as Arunachala Shiva, that Arunachala, that Varta. The Buddha says Varta, because a person who lives in the world, who is inwardly mature, once he listens to the news that there is liberation, it is like falling off seed. It is just like a spark falling in a cotton, big cotton bag. Then the whole thing will become a cauldron. It will catch fire. So it's just like a small spark falling there. The getting the news, the message that there is liberation, there is freedom. So this message came and inwardly that current started operating, that dhara, that is the word which Bhagavan used, that dhara, that current, it started operating within and he was not aware, he was just continuing his life, usual boredom life of going to school, coming back. Nothing is more boring than going to school. That too for a person who is inwardly awakened. No, some teacher of Bhagavan who was teaching him in Madurai, Later on, when Maharshi became very well known as a great sage, he came to Thiruvannamalai to see Maharshi. And he did namaskar. After some introduction, he said, "I want to ask a doubt to you. And Bhagavan said, "Oh, I came running away from Madurai afraid of your question. Now you come to Thiruvannamalai, hunt me here to ask question." So he was again continuing the usual life of going to school, attending class, homework, all the boredom. That continued for a few months. In between, he felt like opening a book. See, that is also grace. Even if you buy all Bhagavan's books and keep it in your home, unless the time comes, the inner awakening comes, you will not be able to see it, open it, or recognize the treasure in it. There is one verse in Yoga Vasishtam that Vasishta says to Rama. He says, "Yavanna anugraha sakshad jayate parameshwarat, tavanna sadgurum kashchit sat shastram vapi no labhet." Till you get the grace of Parameshwara, till you get the grace of God, tavad, till then, sadgurum kashchit, even if you are living with a guru, even if you are living with a great master, or you are having one of the greatest of spiritual books with you, you will not be benefited till that grace operates, till that grace works on you. So, that book was there in Bhagavan's house. Many books were there in Bhagavan's house, but he has not opened them. After this first awakening, one day he opened that Periya Puranam. Suppose for many of you who are not aware of this Tamil culture, need not be necessarily a Westerner. Even a person outside this Tamil Nadu, he will find it very childish stories. Because God coming, walking with devotees, playing with them, interrupting the marriage of a devotee, catching hold, trapping him, enslaving him, then again getting him married, giving him... See, this is not... You will see that God coming to your level and playing with you, it is unimaginable story. Shiva coming in the... They were not... Many of these devotees were not even sannyasis. They were ordinary people. They had even desires. They were leading ordinary life. To them, Bhagavan comes, Ishvara comes, traps them, enslaves them, and gives them that divine inundation. So this storybook, this boy opened, and Bhagavan says, "I could not take my attention away from that book. I became one with it. I could not believe that such divine display, the divine display of divine sport is ever possible in this physical plane, this earth. It is not something inward. It is not something that is happening within. In the solid form, divinity comes, God comes, Ishvara comes, plays, gets involved in your life, catches hold of you, makes you experience that inundation, that madness, that divine madness." Bhagavan himself gives the name bone melting love. You know, these all Shiva devotees, they have sung on Shiva. And Bhagavan in Aksharmanamalai says, "Arunachala, you have heard those great devotees sing about you. And they were all not ordinary devotees. Their love can melt the bone. Emburukkum anbargal. And their songs are all more sweet than honey." It is... You have heard them sing, and now you are also hearing me sing. So that bone melting love, He just went through that Periya Puranam. It is called Purana. In Sanskrit, Bhagavatam is Puranam and many Puranas are there. Devi Bhagavatam, Kurma Puranam, Varaha Puranam, Matsya Puranam, many Puranas are there. We cannot translate that word to English. Purana means Purana, that is all. It tells lot stories. It is not mythology or anything. That is all wrong translation. It is Purana. Etymologically, in Sanskrit, we give the meaning Puratanam Adhunapi Navam. Puratanam means the most ancient. Adhunapi Navam means it is the most modern. It is not history. It is his story. It is Lord's story. History is valueless. It is worthless. It is all bluff. Anything that is yesterday's stuff, we say it is all ashuddham. Impure. We don't touch it. Shesham. Orthodox tradition, any yesterday food we will not take. Now everybody is using, keeping it in fridge. They are consuming. But traditionally, people will not touch yesterday's food. So to anything that is old, is not new. But this Puratanam, Puranam, is the most ancient, most sacred, and it is the most fresh. And this stories of devotees, this Periya Puranam, it is called Periya Puranam. Periya Puranam means, Periya means big. It means great. Periya Puranam means great Purana. Because the other Puranas, they speak about God. And this Purana, it speaks about devotees. Because when it is about God, we can not connect. We can just wonder. But when you hear the stories of devotees, it fills a gap between the infinite and you. Somewhere you find someone who experiences that infinite, and that someone will be very much like you. So you can just connect. You can just feel the oneness. So that is the power of that Purana. So Bhagavan says, reading that Periya Puranam, I could not keep it aside. My whole body became, it was not solid, it became very liquid. Mei neerai urugi. It is not my word. Bhagavan himself says, when I read those devotee stories, this solid stuff became a liquid. It became a fluid. And my whole being became filled with light. I could not keep it aside. Is it possible that such divine sport can happen in this world? And tears flowed out of his eyes. Tears came out of his eyes. Every day he used to go to Madurai temple. Most of you might have seen that big, giant, gigantic temple there in Madurai. In that temple, he every day used to go to play. Not to worship. In that big temple, to play with other children, he used to go. But after this experience, this Periya Puranam incident, Bhagavan says, I every day went and stood before the 63 Nayanmars, 63 Shiva devotees. In every Shiva temple, even in Arunachaleshwara temple, you go, you can see that 63 saints, their idols will be there. There is a method, a paddhati, in which you have to go to the temple and worship the Lord. So, one of the important thing is, first to go to these 63 saints and take permission from them to enter. Otherwise, Shiva is very much afraid. Anyone who comes without the permission of these 63 saints will not be admitted within. So there is a story. One devotee, his name is Viranminda Nayanar. He was a very fiery devotee. So one great devotee, Sundarar, he went to Shiva without seeing these saints. This Viranminda Nayanar, this devotee was waiting to see Sundarar. He found that Sundarar going to the Lord without ignoring them. He was just ignoring them and going directly to God. So Viranminda Nayanar said, from today onwards, this Sundara Murti and the Shiva who is always following him, both are out. So then Lord said, Sundara Murti, first you go and meet them, through them come to me. So Bhagavan, even though he didn't try, that tradition was followed. First, the name of Arunachala came to him. Second, he got the stories filled with devotion, with bhakti. See, without bhakti, when we come to jnana, there will be certain lacunae in us, which cannot be filled. That refinement will not be there. That purnatva, that sweetness will not be there. So Bhagavan had this introduction of the devotees. Then Bhagavan said, I used to go to that Madurai temple, stand before Ishvara, and tears will flow. And I will just pray, Lord, give me devotion. Just like those 63 devotees, please give me devotion, bhakti. And sometimes even that prayer will not be there, but tears will be just coming out, flowing. This was going on, and the ultimate fire of Arunachala descended. See, Shiva, in Vedas, he is God of death. So inviting Shiva means inviting death. That is why Bhagavan says, be careful. Here is a hill which can finish you off. See, realization is actually nothing but death. You cannot live and have God. That is, usually what we call as death is not death. You continue to live as a ghost. The ghost, that the ego, Bhagavan calls this ego as ghost. So it lives in this body. A ghost with a body we call man. A man without body we call a ghost. Only in real death, the fire of jnana can give you that great relief of death. We should not be afraid of death, because death means what? Anything other than truth will be removed. The truth can never be affected by death. So the body will be taken, the mind will be removed, the ego will be removed, the brain will be removed. Everything that is not you will be removed, and then you know that you exist as whole, as purna, without these accessories. Just as in deep sleep. In deep sleep,